it's not going to work. Where you don't want him to work and where you don't allow the word to work. Come on, say it. I will again. The word of God says that the traditions of men make the word of God none effect. The word is not going to work where you won't allow it to work, because the word has the final authority. The word has the final authority. Come on. Somebody, oh my God. When you operate in the word, it has to materialize. It has to do what it says. It will not return unto you void. It will accomplish what you set out to do. If you believe the word, come on. And then you must believe through the word that he is a rewarder to them that what diligently seek him. I'm not coming with no tricks. I'm not coming with trying to pump you up. I'm not coming trying to get nothing to you. I want you to get this word in you. I want this word to come alive in you. Come on here. Don't let the word lay dormant. Don't let the word be dead in your life. Speak life in the word. Use what's in the word. Speak the word only. I will speak the word only. I will operate in the word only. I preached a message one time. If it's not dealing with the word, I don't have to deal with it. If it's not in the word, we don't have to deal with it. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. All this other stuff we're bringing on ourselves, other people's problems, we're bringing it on ourselves. If it's not dealing with the word, I'm not dealing with it. And it's not coming conform to the word. Come on. The word is not coming conforming to that. What the word is coming to do what is to deliver them out of it. Come on. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for them. Because the word is quick and powerful and sharp. Come on. He said, because who the Son set free is free indeed. Don't make no excuses for them. Don't make no excuses. The word has already done it. When you speak the word and you send the word and you don't pray it about it, come on. The only thing that the centurion man said, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. He was not making it no excuse. Well, oh my God, this is going to bless some of y'all. He had authority. He respected the word. I'm not, and he respected Jesus. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I'm not bringing you into this. But I know if you speak the word, I know if you speak the word, it will be made whole. Come on. I know it be. I know things will be worked out. Come on. Some of us as believers, and we know we live right, we know we're doing right. Sometimes they seek us out. They seek us out because they know if I could just get a hold of a righteous person and they pray or they speak the word, they believe that they'll be okay. They believe that they'll be all right. But some of them just want to make an excuses. Because the word will deliver you. The word will heal you. The word will set you free. Yes, it will. The word will bring you out of circumstances and situations that you think you couldn't come out of. Come on. Let me go get some witnesses right quick. Let me go get some witnesses. Come on. When Peter was locked in jail, the Bible said that the saints prayed without ceasing. Come on. The word through prayer brought him out. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Daniel was facing some serious, come on, in the lion's den. Prayer through the word brought Daniel out. Come on. I'm just saying, when you trust God and when you use the word and when you begin to pray and you mix it with faith and you mix it with the word, you mix faith with the word, you mix the word with the faith, however you want to do it, you mix all that together. You get word results when you speak the word only. The Bible said they pray without ceasing. Don't let nobody tell you you're praying too much. Don't let nobody tell you you're always in church. You're always at the church. We're the church. Yeah, we're always at the church because we're the church. Come on. Got to speak this word only. You got to speak this word only. Only. I will speak the word only. I will rest in the word only. I'm not resting in all this other stuff that's coming up against me. Because guess what? The word is powerful, quick, and sharper than the other stuff. Come on here. No weapon that formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because the word is on the inside. And the word is keeping me. The word is bringing me out. The word is delivering me. The word is healing me. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. I will speak the word only. I will rest in the word only. I'm not resting in fear. I'm not resting in doubt. I'm not resting in unbelief. Come on. Because I don't want to make the word of God none effect. When the word of God is effect. Hallelujah. And it will take an effect if we use the word, if we apply the word. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. If we use the word correctly, if we use the word, come on here, and we don't use it with fear, we don't use it with doubt. Come on here. We got to use this word for just what it is. The word of God works. Speak the word only. Rest in God. Rest in his word. Take him at his word. Do not tremble. Do not fear. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the demons tremble. They tremble. They tremble when you use the word. They fear when you use the word of God. Hallelujah. They don't fear when you use anything else. But use that word and begin to speak that word. That enemy begins to tremble because he already knew that the word of God take permanent. He knew that the word of God works. Rest in the Lord. Rest in his word. Come on. When you speak the word and you can rest in it. When you speak the word, come on here. You can delight yourself in him. Hallelujah. When you use his word. When you use his word. I'd rather use his word. Come on here. Than to use anything else. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Because again, everything going down. Everything being shut down. Come on. I don't care if you do have a MasterCard. Come on here. A Discovery card. I'm just saying. It's not the word. Because they shut them down too. And you max them things out. But the word will never get maxed out. Uh-oh. And they can't shut the word down. They can't shut the word down. Come on. Speak the word only out there, y'all. Speak the word only. Hear me. Hear me. Speak the word only. According to what we're reading right here, the centurion man said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But what I want you to do is speak the word only. Ooh, Jesus. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Have faith in the word. Come on here. Don't doubt the word. Trust God. Don't doubt the word. Lean not to thy own understanding. Lean to the word of God. Speak the word. Send the word. Come on. I send the word to you today. I send the word to you today. Those that can hear me. Hallelujah. I send the word to you. The word of deliverance. A word of healing. Come on here. The word to bring you out of that circumstance, that situation that you're in. I command you to come out of that right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I command you to be healed. Those of you that's listening and you have challenges in your body, I command you to be healed right now through the word. Come on. According to what he said, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. I send the word to you, woman, man, woman, boy, and girl. I send the word to you right now. Come on, somebody. I speak the word only on your life. Come on. I speak the word on you. I speak the word over you. I speak the word surrounding you. Hallelujah. Come on here. Now command change to come into the atmosphere. I speak the word into the atmosphere of your surroundings right now. In the name of Jesus, whether you be in the hospital and you're listening to me, whether you're driving trucks, you're driving in your car, or you're on your break, hallelujah, oh glory to God, you're sitting in your living room, or you're sitting in that hotel room listening to the word, I speak the word to you now. Come on, come out of depression. Come on, hallelujah. I speak the word only. Nothing else do I speak but the word of God. Come on, hallelujah. Change will come. Through the word and by the word. Come on. Just because you're going through circumstances and the situations and the enemy trying to tell you that it ain't going to work out. But I speak the word to you today. I send the word to you today. You're not alone. I command you to come up and come out and come through. through the word of God. Hey, hallelujah. The phone lines. I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines. It's time for to go to the phone lines. Amen. I'm going to open the phone lines up. And you can call in for prayer. We can touch and agree with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I will speak the word only in the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Error code 321-632-1000. We'll speak the word only. Nothing else will we speak. And we'll send the word to you. Come on. We'll send the word to you today. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophetess, for putting the number up. So faithful. Thank you for putting it up. Again, those of you that can see it and those of you that can't see it, I repeat it. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. And you can say, Apostle, pray with me. Pray for me. I believe that if you speak the word and I speak the word, it'll be done. Hallelujah. It'll be done. Come on. Hallelujah. God will do it. Hallelujah. All God wants somebody to do what is take him at his word. Take him at his word. Trust him. Take him at his word. Take him at his word. My word is subject to fail. Your word is subject to fail. But this word shall stand forevermore. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Trust in God. The phone lines are opening right now. I'm waiting on your call. The engineers are waiting on you to call to put you through to me right now. He's just opened the phone line. Again, the number is on the screen. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Speak the word only. Send the word. You may say, I have somebody that I want to send the word to. You may not need the prayer. I may have somebody I want to send the word to. You could call and say, can you touch and agree with me as we send the word to whatever the case may be, a situation may be. I believe God. Who will be the first caller? Again, error code 321-632-1000. Praise God. We send the word today. We believe the word of God. We believe the word of God. Nothing else do we believe. We believe the word of the Lord, the report of the Lord. No matter what we're in, God is still good because he's still the word. God can still heal. He's still the word. He's still saved. He's still the word. You say, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast, and I need a Savior. I need to be saved. The word will save you. The word will clean you up. Come on. Hallelujah. According to what the word said in Romans, come on here. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's the word. Come on. Hallelujah. And I send that to you today. Those of you that don't know him, I offer this word to you today. Come on here. Hallelujah. You could be changed through the word of God. You could be healed through the word of God. You could be cleaned through the word of God. You could be delivered through the word of God. You could be set free. Come on. Hallelujah. This word will set you free from any drug addiction. This word will heal your body from any disease. This word will just keep you. This word will surround you and bring you through every circumstance and situations in your life. The word only. Come on. You can't mix the word with fear. You can't mix it with doubt. You can't mix it with unbelief. Come on, somebody. The word of God works if you work it. The word of God works if you apply it. Come on. Hallelujah. Just don't read it and just say, well, I read it, but apply it. Meditate on it. Let the word work. Come on. Do I have any witnesses out there? Let the word work. Again, the while you say, well, I'm trying to wait till you get through talking. No, you can call while I'm talking, and I'll stop what I'm doing, and I'll touch and agree with you. Come on. Who will be the first one? Come on. Come on, young man. Come on, young woman. Middle-aged man, middle-aged woman. Come on. Hallelujah. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Hallelujah. The word works today. The word works tomorrow. The word works throughout eternity. Hallelujah. It'll work for you if you trust him. It'll work for you if you trust him. It'll work for him if you let him. Stop trying to work it out yourself and let the word work it out. Come on. Stop trying to figure it out yourself and let the word. The word has already figured it out for you. All you got to do what is believe and take it by faith like the centurion man did. Praise our God. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but I believe. I believe. Have you seen the word? I believe. And I know. He said, I know my servant will be made whole. I know. Come on. When you got the word, you know it's going to work. When you in the word, you know it's going to work. I know my servant will be made whole. Come on, somebody. I'm waiting on you to call, waiting on your call. I got time. We got a few more minutes on the air, and we got a few more minutes for your call. Amen. On this Friday. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Just beginning. Hallelujah. Friday. Hallelujah. May the 2nd. Friday. Hallelujah. 9:45. Come on. A new month. It's a new month. A new month. If you walk in it and believe God this month through his word and by his word, come on. Hallelujah. Some of you say, well, I want to call in, but I'm just waiting. Come on, you can't wait. I don't know why people have a tendency where I won't want to be the first one. I don't want to be the first one. I just wait a couple more calls. No, pick up that phone. Dial this number, error code 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. And allow the word of God to work for you. You don't try it everything. You don't try it everything. It ain't working. Now allow the word to work for you. Allow this word, his word, to work for you, according to what we read about the centurion man. Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but all I want you to do is speak the word. Speak the word only, Lord. Speak the word. You ain't got to say nothing else. Excuse me. You ain't got to say nothing else. But speak the word only. Speak the word only. This is what we got to do. We got to speak the word only. Speak the word only. Don't speak fear. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak unbelief. Come on here. Unbelief words. Come on. It makes the word of God none effect. Come on. It doesn't take root. It doesn't take premonition over the word. It make the word of God none effect when we begin to talk fear, when we begin to talk doubt, when we begin to talk unbelief. Come on. Hallelujah. Because you what the Bible says about Abraham. Come on, Abraham, be a witness for me. The Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, what? Through unbelief. See, at the promises of God, through unbelief, at the promises of his word, we must do what? Hold fast to the promises of his word. But we can't hold fast to it when we begin to speak doubt, when we begin to speak fear, because it paralyzes. It makes the word of God none effect. When we begin to speak other than what the word says, when we begin to worry, how are we going to pray? We say this all the time. If I'm going to pray, I'm not going to worry. If I'm going to worry, I'm not going to pray. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to begin to do what? Speak this word only. We can't talk defeat and talk word too. Either we're going to do one or the other. We're going to talk the word and believe what his word says and walk it out by faith. Or we're going to be in fear. Or we're going to be in doubt. And we're going to be overtaken. Come on. Because I like what one of the Amplified Bible said. Thou art snared. Thou art trapped with the words of thy mouth. You're sneer, you're trapped with the words of your mouth. So guess what? If you're using a doubt and fear, you're trapped with that words. But if you're using the word of God, come on here, you get the word results from using the word according to what he says, by his word, with his word. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. I know it's Friday. Some of you probably just got the day off and you're relaxing or whatever. Some of you're working probably. You're on your break. But guess what? It doesn't make the word of God none effect. Because if you can believe, if you have enough faith to believe to put it into the atmosphere, it will change your circumstances. It will change your situation. Come on here. When you do what? Speak the word. When you do what? Decree and declare what the word says over your life. Come on. Over your children's life. Come on. Over your grandchildren. Over anything that pertaining to you through the word of God. It has to materialize when you use the word of God. Hallelujah. Again, his word will go out, but it will not return unto him void. It will do what? Accomplish what he sent it out to do when you speak the word only. Again, the phone lines are open for you, my dear. Hallelujah, my brother. It's open to you. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Hallelujah. Begin to decree and begin to declare what the word says. Break the tradition of worrying. Break the tradition of fear. Break the tradition of doubt. Come on. Hallelujah. As soon as we get news, we get shaken. As soon as we get news, we fall apart. But guess what? allow the word to stand up in you and decree and declare what the word says about it over the circumstances and situation. Come on. Hallelujah. All of us going through some stuff. Nobody is exempt. All of us is going through some stuff. But guess what? It's up to us, the individual, how we come out of it, what we're going through with. If we lean to our own understanding, we're not going to come out. But if we lean and depend on his word, he'll bring us out. Because his word is powerful. His word is quick. His word can do exactly what he said it's going to do. And he sent his word and he healed them. According to the centurion man, hallelujah, they met him. They said, what time was this? It was the same time when he was speaking to him. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but all I want you to do what? Speak the word on it. And things happen when he spoke the word. Come on. When you speak the word on it, things happen today. Come on. My time's getting close that I won't be able to take no phone calls. Then my time's getting close that I have to get up and leave you from this radio station on this Friday. But the word of God shall never fail. It shall stand forever and ever and ever. Praise our God. In him will we trust. In him we move and have our being. Come on. The word of God will never fail. The word of God will always bring us out. Hallelujah. I know the Bible's right and somebody's wrong. Come on. Today is the day, just in case you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. Come on, my brother, my sister. Come on to Jesus. Allow him to work in your life. Allow him to stand in your life. Again, you say, well, how do I accept him? Come on. Going down, giving the preacher your hand, that don't make you into the kingdom of God. That don't give you the right. You just gave the preacher your hand. That's all. But if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Again, nobody had to vote you in. Again, nobody had to write a letter of recommendation. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for 3 days to see if you can be coming into the kingdom. No, you believe in your heart and you confess that with your mouth about what the word said. He said, you shame. Find your Bible-based place of worship and get in there and hear the word. Hear the word. Grow and go. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know today is the day for your healing. Today is the day for your deliverance through the word and by the word. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in doubt. You don't have to walk in unbelief. You can walk in the word and walk it out by faith. Walk it out by faith. Again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to hear word. You must hear word that's going to bring you out. You must hear word that's going to bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah to God. There is a word. I got 2 minutes for the callers. I've been notified 2 minutes for the callers. You can still call in. Erica 321-632-1000. Come on. Hallelujah. You got 2 minutes. The word of God works. The word of God will bring you out. The word of God will keep you. The word of God will deliver you. See what the word will do? All these things. The word will do all these things that you can't do. The word will do it if you apply the word, if you work the word, if you trust the word. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the prayer line? Come on, turn your radio down. You're on the prayer line, caller. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Hey, Pastor, I just want to call and ask for prayer for the Watkins and the Martino family. How you doing today, sir?
Supernatural bless. Supernatural bless. Father, we thank you as this caller is calling in today, God, for prayer for the Watkins family and the Martina family, Father, as they go through the time that we're going through right now. Father, we pray for strength right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are who you are, and we send the word to every family member right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you
so much, Pastor.
Bless your heart. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. God is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. We send the word to this family and we believe God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I got a few more minutes for you. You may be able to call in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the word of God works if we trust it. If we believe him and take him at his word. Glory to God. I know he can do it. I believe it. What about you? Do you believe? Yes. Will you receive? Yes. Come on here. Change your words. Don't speak fear. Don't speak doubt. But speak the word only. Stand on the word only. And in him will we trust. And in him will we move. Call up. My time is up for you. My time is up for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Monday morning, you'll be able to call in. Same time. Amen. Hallelujah. With prayer requests. And we'll pray for you on Monday morning. But we pray that you find somewhere to go to worship this weekend. Amen. Sit up under a word. A word only. I have 2 minutes left for myself here. Find your place that's teaching the word and teaching the word only. Operate in it. Rest in God. Trust in God. Again, we send the word to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We send the word to them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Brown family, we send the word to you. Amen. Auntie Annie, we send the word to you right now. Praise God. Those that I cannot get to, I send the word to you. And I believe God to touch their bodies. I believe God to bring them out. I believe God to open doors for them. I send the word and send the word only in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless your hearts. God bless your hearts. Again, we thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. This is your host today, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. The pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. On tonight, come stop by there. Visit us on tonight. 1 minute left. Come on here and the announcement will tell you the other services that we have going on. You may want to become a part of it. Amen. Praise our God. We thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. We pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Don't speak nothing else. Don't settle for nothing else. Settle for the word of God. The first and the last say so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Hold your head up. Walk on through. Don't walk through with fear. Don't walk through with doubt. But walk the word. Walk through the word. Walk in the word. Trust in the word. Because what? There's life in the word. There's peace in the word. There's joy in the word. Speak the word only. Send the word. Come on. Amen. Amen. God bless your hearts. My time is come and gone. My time is gone for now. Until Monday morning, same station, same time. Guess what? God is with you. No matter what you go through, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless your heart.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.